you know, the campaign, for lack of a better word, actually works. I think it was there's definite inspiration there. And yeah, I think the online was one of the not one of the first, but one of the games that supports, I think, 6 players on this one, whereas most Dreamcast online games are kind of capped at 4. So I think this one was, it's definitely one of the more fun ones to play nowadays, which is really good.
Yeah, I mean, just to finish this off, really, I should have mentioned at the beginning, another game I've been playing on the Xbox is a game called Chorus, which is a space shoot 'em up, story driven, and it reminds me of that quite a lot. Obviously not as good looking, but it's got definite sort of overtones of it. So if you're into your space operas, if you want to call them that, shooting blasty things, give Star Lancer a go, definitely.
138 then is Maximum Pool, another US exclusive, which I have no idea why. Awesome game online. It's actually a really good pool game in general, because there's lots of different game modes aside from your normal game pool game modes, and also great fun to play online, back online nowadays as well. 137 is Vanishing Point, another forgotten racing game, really, Tom.
Yeah, it's a good one though. It's got a really unconventional system for how you actually win races, though. It's about how many cars you overtake or how fast you do your laps. So it can be a bit confusing if you're expecting to just race against other vehicles and just come first, because it doesn't work like that, and it can throw you a bit if you're not like expecting it. But there's a lot of variety in the tracks. There's also a nice it's like a stunt mode where you have to fulfil certain criteria to like get points to move on to the next one. So like, you know, do a jump of this distance or do this piece of the course without touching the sides of the track, that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's also on the PlayStation, but I think the Dreamcast port is the ultimate, just because it looks the best. It's a fairly good, solid racer.
136 is NFL Blitz, the 2001 edition. So obviously there's some killer features in that game, which 2000 didn't have. So hence the reason it's so much higher on the list. 135, though, Xenocider, one of the more recent indie releases. And a really, really good Dreamcast game using, you know, it's nice to have 3D indie releases. And I hate to sound like a 90s gaming magazine, but, you know, there's only so many 2D games I can take. And this was just a really nice game. I actually streamed this on a sort of preview copy before the game got released, and I was horrendous at it at the beginning, and obviously started to get a bit better as we go along. But this is definitely one to play if you haven't played it already. I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
Puzzle Fighter 2 came in at 134. Virtua Athlete 2K up at 133. I have no idea how that happened, because that's, unless you boys want to correct me, that's a pretty tragic excuse of a track and field game. It wasn't as bad as I'm making it out, but it certainly wasn't anything to
write home about. I thought, aren't you a bit of a fan of this game? Oh, no, it's the one on the Saturn that you're a fan of, isn't it?
I'm a big fan of Athlete Kings or Decathlon.
Oh, yeah, that was a really good game.
This is the sequel. This is the sequel to it. Yeah. Well, I suppose the sequel has to win the heat, but it's only 7 events, which sort of takes away the entire point of being a decathlon-based game. And it's got a really weird system where you can pick your interests. So you can, like, pick what you're interested in, I don't know, cookery. And it's meant to change the stats of your character, but it has absolutely no effect from what I can see. It's a pretty weak game. Me and Kev are quite big fans of the Olympic-style games. And of the three, I think we both agree this probably was the worst.
Yeah. Time Stalkers. Coming in at 132, another good RPG game, very well regarded by those who enjoy it. Pod Racer, which had different names. What was this called? This is Pod Racer 2 in Europe. What was this called in America?
Speed Zone,
that's right. Really good game, actually. Again, really good game online, which is often played nowadays as well, but really good good graphics, good gameplay. Really recommend it if you're into your racing games. 130th, this one divides opinion. What do you boys think of Looney Tunes Space Race?
I don't think it's as good as Wacky Races, so I'm surprised it's higher on the list. It's a good game, but it's quite easy. So, and I think that might be because of the, I could say it's aimed at a younger audience because of the subject matter, but then Wacky Races is similar, but it's really difficult in comparison. I do like the way it looks. It's got really good visuals, and it's also very authentic in that it uses its subject matter well. So a lot of the humor is very kind of Looney Tunes derived. So you've got things like you've got like holes that you can throw on the floor, and one of the weapons is like an anvil that falls or a piano that falls, and then like a little statue falls on top of it as well to sort of complete the scene. It's really good, like good humor and lots of inventive courses as well. But I just think I think Wacky Races is a better game.
I agree with Tom completely, apart from the fact that for me, the biggest issue with this game is the fact that it's so random, because you can be winning the race the entire time and then you just get hit near the end and that's it. So it's really easy, it's really simple, but it's just got this there's a chance factor which to me just takes away some of the real charm of the game.
Mario Kart 64 really sort of nailed the rubber band in a sense that, yes, sometimes it didn't feel fair, but generally speaking, you didn't get screwed over like that. Whereas I think other games seem to struggle with the rubber band in technique, and as you said, there's quite a few arcade races of this time where you get to the end of a race and you get hit like on the last corner and you end up finishing like sixth or seventh or something when you're in the lead before. So yeah, it definitely wasn't as easy as Mario Kart made it feel. I agree with both of you. I think looked amazing, still looks amazing today, but definitely didn't play as good as Wacky Races. NFL 2K2 is 129. 128 is Stupid Invaders. 127, just to say a few words, if you would, Mike, on Sega Gaga Gaga. Sega Gaga 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 Gaga.
Any more gagas?
Yeah.
great game, a legendary game, isn't it, on Dreamcast?
Yep.
I think if as many people actually who say they love the game have played it, and I don't know how half the people who say they've played the game played it, because it is pretty much indecipherable if you're not fluent in Japanese. But with a bit of time and a bit of patience, you can definitely get some of the story mode. It's got a really, really cool shoot 'em up levels as well. So there's a really cool level at the end where you sort of fight against the other Sega consoles, which is worth the admission on its own. It's a really decent game. It's a game which we all hope gets ported, gets them translated, sorry, at some point, because I think a lot of people want to experience the complete wackiness of last throw of the dice Sega.
Such a random like game concept, isn't it, when you think about it? The bit that
Yeah.
makes me laugh now is that so there's a rival kind of gaming company in the game called Dogma, which is basically Sony. But they basically say that, so this whole story takes place in the year 2025, which is obviously coming up now. And basically they suggest at the time that Sony have got 97% market share and Sega have got 3%. Well, I think Sega would kill for 3% market share, given the way things panned out. But yeah, interesting game, and definitely something that you should Dreamcast fans should look into anyway. Maybe there'll be a translation project at some point of that one. 126 then is Ooga Booga. This is our good friend of the show, PC Wizards, one of his favorite online games. This wasn't a particular, I don't like this game personally, but I know a lot of people do. This was a US-only release, as far as I'm aware. And yeah, it's a, how do you describe it? Party game style,
Yeah, it's
mini
almost like a
game.
Fortnite-esque
Yeah,
style
it
game
is.
in it, and
Yeah,
yeah.
good fun online if you've still got access to online servers on your Dreamcast, but definitely not something that I would rush out and play. Evolution is next on the list. Another RPG on the console, something there was definitely not a lack of. Next up is MDK2. So I thought this was quite an interesting one, gents. I remember playing this back in the day as well and really liking it. Sequel of a very popular, or the very popular original. Surprised to see this one so relatively high up, 124th. Not really a well-known game, but what's your thoughts on this one?
I like it. It's very stylized, isn't it? It's got really great presentation. It looks the part as well. My main gripe with it was the intense difficulty level as you get further into the game. I do very have vivid, very vivid memories of rage quitting this game, just because of the impenetrable difficulty level further on you get. But the part of the game that I did play, it was memorable.
Good stuff. Next up, 120/30 is Marvel versus Capcom. We've got a few other Marvel versus games coming up, so we'll kind of group all those together. 122nd is Puyo Pop Fever. Puyo Puyo, one of the many Puyo Puyo games that got released on various consoles. If you like Puyo Puyo, you'll probably enjoy it. 121st is Shadow Man. Was this an N64 original converted
Yeah, it
over,
was,
or was
yeah.
it
Yeah, it came to the N64 first. That's why I first played it. And then the Dreamcast version is basically like a almost like again like a remaster. So it's got better visuals, new effects, that kind of thing. But it's essentially the same game. If you played the first one, if you played the original on the N64, then I think it's on the PlayStation as well.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But yeah, I like the setting of it. You know, you're setting it's Deadside, the world is called, where you're kind of in between sort of the land of the living and sort of I don't know the afterlife or whatever. And it's a really interesting story with like you know hunting down and tracking serial killers, and it's very much an adult-themed game. Very very big game, sprawling levels. Sometimes it just feels like it's too big because you can get lost very easily. But yeah, it's a good adventure if you've got time to kill. No pun intended.
I thought this was a really good game. It's been remastered or been re-released, I think, hasn't it, on
It
modern
has, yeah.
consoles recently as well. So if it's something you fancy, then you can dive into it on modern gen.
The thing is, with that remaster, is from the shots, I've not played it myself, but from what I've seen of it, it actually looks almost identical to the Dreamcast version. So that shows you how good the Dreamcast version was. If the remaster in current day looks like that, I mean.
Yeah, it definitely did look good. I think a lot of people overlooked it at the time just because, as you said, they'd already played it on the N64 or whatever. So, 120, I don't know what this is doing up here, is The Grinch. Really not sure how that got into the top 200 in general, let alone as high as 120, unless someone was just, I don't know,
Think people are trolling us, aren't they?
having a Christmas party, a late Christmas party or something when they voted. Yeah, I think we'll move on quickly from that. Another light gun game and a great one is Confidential Mission, up at 119. If you've got a light gun and a CRT and you still enjoy your shooties, I would definitely recommend this. Just a really much needed light gun game on Dreamcast when it came out, and really good looking one as well.
It is. Although one thing that sticks in my memory about this game is that there's a very small amount of variety in the enemies. So you could be shooting this, like literally carbon copies of the same guy, you know, all on the
Yeah.
screen at the same time. It's like there's like 18 black bald guys with shades on, all getting shot by me on the same screen. Like, well, you're all the same, exactly the same.
Yeah.
So
Good
weird.
game though. Very good game.
Oh
Worth
yeah.
worth playing. We've got Tokyo Bus Guide coming up. Is this one of your favorites, Mike? One of your favorite Japanese titles, or is the train sim enough?
No, for me it's the bus. I mean, you know, you've got to do the proper bus. It's a great game. It's actually pretty good fun. Some really interesting bits in there. It's got sort of the in-camera view of the back of the bus. It sounds ridiculous, and it is ridiculous. Of course it is,
Out the back of the box.
yeah,
It's got a view of the back of the bus.
but it's just really fun, relaxing, chilled out game. Although the time limits and the strict the amount of Japanese buses must be literally run to a regime of incredible toughness, because literally if you're like 1 centimeter away from the bus stop, you're fired. So yeah.
Did this have any like peripherals with it, or was it just the train one that had
No,
the train
just the
to go
same.
on?
Yeah, there's no. I think the original arcade machine had sort of a stand up sort of cockpit from a bus, as it were. Cockpit, you call it cockpit, what you call it. Yeah. So there's nothing, unfortunately, nothing. Yeah. I'd love the massive bus wheel, would be amazing.
Exact change. Oh, yeah, no, exact change only in the arcade.
Do you remember clipper cards?
Yeah, clippers. Yeah. Going to school, buying your weekly clipper. Wow.
Yeah.
Interestingly, one person actually voted for Tokyo Bus Guide as their favourite Dreamcast game. It was number one on their list.
Wow.
Yeah, badass.
So, yeah. Very interesting.
It wasn't me,
their bus driver.
Probably, yeah. It was either that or the developer of the game. So, 117th was Rocketron. Mike, you mentioned this before we went on air.
Yeah, so Rocketron is one of the games released from Josh Pod this year. It sort of went under the radar quite heavily, probably because of the fact that Josh Pod games were delayed quite a bit. But Rocketron's an Astroport title. Now, a lot of Astroport games have come out already, which are all basically shoot 'em ups. This is not. This is basically a Metroidvania game. It's a sort of sci-fi, side-scrolling, sort of 90s Euro-style shooter inspired, so Turrican sort of influence with it as well. But it's an incredibly impressive game. Really loads of enemies on screen at once, screen-filling bosses, really not much slowdown at all as well at any point. I do sort of feel like it's probably... I'd probably put it within the top three or four indie games released for the Dreamcast. It definitely takes on Xenocrisis, Xenocider, Intrepid Izzy, but it's completely under the radar. So I'm really, really happy that it got 117th because I didn't think people were speaking much about it. I think a lot of people who buy from Josh Paul, unfortunately, will just buy games and stick them on the shelf and never play them. So the fact it's 117th is really impressive. It's definitely one to check out, and I think it's still available now on the Josh Pod website or Pixel Heart website.
Good stuff. 116th then is Carrier, which is basically a Resident Evil ripoff. And I say that in the nicest way because I actually think Carrier is a decent game if you like old school Resident Evil tank control games. Another game I actually had for Christmas, I believe, in 2000 or 2001, and it's probably the rare or the most valuable game in my collection because the PAL version does seem to reach pretty decent numbers for some strange, bizarre reason. But if you like your Resident Evil games, definitely Carrier is one worth a go. I think it gets a lot of undeserved criticism. I don't see, it's cheesy, it's corny, but so is Resident Evil. I don't see what Carrier does that Resident Evil didn't do, really. So, definitely worth playing that if you're into your Resident Evil, old school, good fun, survival horror. On that topic, 115th was Resident Evil 3, another straight PlayStation port, really, and probably one of the lesser well-liked in the series. 114 is an interesting one, which is Red Dog. I quite enjoyed this game. Quite an interesting concept. Probably didn't work particularly well with the Dreamcast controller, but I thought they did a really good job with how they did use the aiming and the driving at the same time. Again, a game that wasn't particularly reviewed very well back in the day, but have you got any sort of kind thoughts on this one, looking back at it, guys?
Yeah, I mean, I one of the things that sticks in my memory about this game is the sense of kind of inertia that the Red Dog unit itself... So essentially, Red Dog is the name of the tank that you control in the game, which is this kind of articulated, multi-wheeled thing, the vehicle. And it's got really good sort of bouncy physics, you know what I mean? It really felt like it had some weight to it. One thing I didn't particularly like about it was A, that it was actually quite difficult, and B, the way that you strafe... is where you kind of you have to hold. I think you hold both the triggers down or something, and it turns sideways the vehicle, and then allows you to sort of strafe. But it makes it really difficult to circle strafe around enemies. You do have a shield that you can deploy, which makes things a little bit easier, and you can actually bounce projectiles back at enemies using the shield, if memory serves. Maybe I'm just rubbish at games. I am rubbish at games, but it's just it's the difficulty that sticks out in my memory.
Yes. The game reminds me quite a lot of, retrospectively, of the missions in the original Mass Effect, when you're on the actual, in the little, the little vehicle.
Yeah.
Has that sort of same feel, where it's sort of, the physics are a little bit odd, a little bit weird, and the sort of, it doesn't really feel like it's properly done, but it's still really good fun. like an off-road sort of sci-fi games. Yeah, it's a pretty decent game.
Yeah, bouncy, bouncy. That's what I meant.
Yes,
really
bouncy,
remember that
bouncy.
As well, yeah.
Well,
not
yeah.
shooting.